Well, it is Throwback Thursday.
Yes.
And our throwback year this week is 1988.
It is.
Now, do you know what television program debuted in 1988? Well, there's a couple of them.
But, the Simpsons.
No. America's Most Wanted.
America's Most Wanted.
Now, did you watch or do you watch that program? So did I. And I was.
Do not.
I used to also. And I was terrified to watch it because, first of all, I thought that these people were like, I don't know, outside my house or something.
And
I also, then I was also afraid that I would know somebody, you know?
Jeez, what circles did you run in when you would know somebody in America's Most Wanted?
I know. How old were you at the time? Like 7 or 8. Young. Yeah. You know?
All right. So like the bus driver or.
Exactly. Or like, I don't know, the janitor at school. Like, I don't know.
Oh, the janitor. Right. Yeah, okay.
You never know.
You never know. You're right. Could be anyone.
So America's Most Wanted started off as a half-hour program on February 7th, 1988 on the Fox Television Network.
Oh.
At the time of its cancellation by Fox in June of 2011, it was the longest-running program in the network's history, which has since been surpassed by The Simpsons.
But at the time,
it was the longest-running.
Yeah.
So America's Most Wanted was the longest-running crime reality show in Fox's history, and it contributed to the capture of more than 1,100 fugitives, including 17 that were on the FBI's 10 most wanted list.
Yeah, these are bad dudes. These weren't just, you know, traffic violations.
Right. And it also has reunited 43 missing children with their families.
That's amazing.
So the concept for America's Most Wanted originally came from a German show that first aired in 1967 and a British show called Crime Watch.
Oh, Crime Watch.
You familiar with that? No,
no, no.
Well, that first aired in 1984.
Okay.
So while the pilot episode was being shot in Indiana, Fox conducted a hurried search for a host. Their first choice.
Ryan Seacrest wasn't born yet, so we couldn't go with him.
Right.
So
their first choice was a former police officer and best-selling author named Joseph Wambaugh. But he refused, saying he didn't believe a national dragnet would work in the United States.
Oh, he was wrong.
Other people they considered include Rudy Giuliani.
Rudy, sure.
Former Virginia Governor Chuck Robb, former Nebraska Governor Bob Kerrey, and journalists Linda Ellerbe and Bob Woodward.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right, yeah.
But then during a telephone conference call, John Walsh was suggested, and John Walsh had gained publicity after his six-year-old son Adam was kidnapped and murdered in 1981.
Oh, that's a sad story, yeah.
The crime had been the subject of a 1983 television film, and Walsh's later advocacy had resulted in new legislation to protect missing children, as well as the creation of the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children.
Now, he had no background in law enforcement.
No.
He looks like he does, though.
He looks like he would, right?
Doesn't he? He looks like
now, here's something interesting I found out about John Walsh.
Yeah.
He was born in Auburn, New York.
Oh, just down here.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
wow.
He also went to the University of Buffalo.
UB.
Yeah. Who knew?
What's the mascot for UB? The UB Devils.
Bulls? Are they the Bulls? I don't know.
Go Bulls.
Yeah. So America's Most Wanted.
We don't know, do we? Text us 222-4000.
America's Most Wanted debuted on the then 7 Fox owned and operated stations.
Seven. Okay.
Within 4 days of the first broadcast, a criminal on the FBI 10 Most Wanted fugitive list was captured as a direct result
in just
4 days.
That's amazing.
This demonstrated the effectiveness of the show's watch television, catch criminals premise to skeptical law enforcement agencies. 10 weeks later, the program premiered nationwide on the Fox network and became the fledgling network's first hit series.
Nice.
By 2010, each episode was being watched by about 5 million households.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't realize how many people watched it, but they did.
It's big.
Each episode.
Saturday night.
It was with cops.
Yeah, you're right.
So each episode features a toll-free hotline number where viewers could and were allowed to remain anonymous, give information.
Mm-hmm.
On average, the show received around 3,000 to 5,000 calls per week.
Jeez, that's a lot of calls.
Yeah, there were around 30 telephone operators in the call center, but also on hand were police officers or federal agents directly involved in the cases being aired that night.
Oh.
When one of the operators got a good lead, the officer would pick up the phone to ask the caller further questions.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, which makes sense they would do that.
Got to get them while they're hot, right? Because these are people calling in. You don't know who they are, where they're from.
Yeah.
If you lose that call, you may not get them back.
Yeah. So the program was canceled for a month and a half in the fall of 1996. However, protests from the public, law enforcement, and government officials, including the governors of 37 states, encouraged Fox to bring the show back. So for the next 15 years afterward, the America's Most Wanted Cops combination made Saturday evening Fox's most stable night, along with the longest unchanged primetime schedule on U.S. TV as of 2011.
That's amazing.
And the show was revived on Fox back in 2021, and it is currently hosted by Elizabeth Vargas.
Oh, Elizabeth. It's on Fox now?
Yes, I think on Monday nights.
Monday nights.
I think.
All right.
What I saw, yeah.
All right. Just so you know, we got a text from, we don't know who, it's from a number. It says the mascot is the pigeon.
Is that true?
The pigeon?
I thought they were the bulls.
Pigeons?
We'll have to look.
You're doubting this anonymous person who texted in.
I just have never heard of the pigeons.
You be pigeons. It doesn't sound very good, does it? It sounds dreadful. All right. You picked out a record to go along with America's Most Wanted, did you?
Yeah, so I thought we'd play Renegade by Styx.
We'll do it. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, it's Styx, Pieces of Eight, the album, and the song Renegade. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about America's Most Wanted,
which
debuted in 1988, and that's our Throwback Thursday year.
It sure is. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay, America's Most Wanted has contributed to the capture of over 1,100 fugitives.
Within 4 days of the show's premiere, they caught their first suspect.
And it was the Fox Network's first hit show.
There it is. And it just debuted on, what, seven stations?
Seven stations at first, yeah.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. All right, so we got a bunch of texts here at the studio. 222-4000. UB mascot is the Bulls.
Yes.
That's what we've come to learn.
Victor E. Bull is his official name. I like that a lot.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the Bulls was cool. Victor E. Bull.
That's his name.
Does he have to have a name as a bull? He's the UB Bulls. Do I have a name?
Yes.
Okay. Female team were the Royals until 1996, and this person also threw in some extra trivia.
Oh.
John Walsh received his BA degree in history from University of Buffalo.
Interesting.
There it is. All right. So,
wow.
Yeah, so they weren't, what do we say they were originally? The what?
The pigeons, somebody said.
Okay, the pigeons. That's somebody who went to a rival school,
yes.
Buffalo State or something
like that.
Folks want to learn more about America's Most Wanted. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
That's right. Go there, check it out. All right. You back tomorrow with a fresh episode?
Absolutely.
It's a Friday tomorrow, you know.
It is.
What a weird week it's been. All right. Doobie Brothers on the way. We'll get to the Little River Band. We'll get to Supertramp and more. Plus, we'll check traffic. Ed Smith joining us next on Legends 102.7.